It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. We are marking back to school for most students in Wisconsin today by looking at what voters and education professionals think of education policies in our state. Right now, we are sitting here, as we do most Tuesdays, with Bridget Bowden. She is the special projects reporter at Wisconsin Public Radio, and she's the project manager of Beyond the Ballot. Bridget, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me again.
So you've been asking people around the state many questions. A lot of answers have involved education. How often does education come up in Beyond the Ballot questions?
It comes up a lot. I don't have a number for you because some people bring it up along with other issues,
right.
But it's definitely something that's at the top of a lot of people's minds.
Okay, so we've got some clips here to play. We're going to turn your attention to Mandy Malloy. She's worried about education.
Yeah, Mandy is a teacher and a librarian from Madison, and she says education is actually her top issue this election, which, like I said, is something we've been hearing from a lot of people.
I have two kids, a 9 and a 7-year-old, and a girl and a boy. And I'm also a teacher and librarian, so I work with children most of my days. So having just a vital education that our most vulnerable, our students who are working on English as a second language, our students who have special needs, all of our students really take classes or learn that works best for them. And really having our legislators come together and support what is best for our children. And our children are not robots. Our children are each individual loving beings, and they all have different needs. And so having our children really focused on in this election.
Our children are not robots.
Yes.
I like that. Bridget Bowden is special projects reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio and the project manager for Beyond the Ballot. We are taking your calls this hour, 1-800-642-1234. Ideas@WPR.org is where you can email us, or you could tweet us at WPR Mornings. We are also taking your calls for back-to-school stories. We're going to be sharing those in the last 15 minutes of the hour, so you can get them ready. And if you can't call in that time period, you can email us your back-to-school story, ideas@WPR.org, or you could tweet us at WPR Mornings. We have some back-to-school stories to share from people here at WPR, including me. So another issue on people's minds is vouchers and school choice. Bridget, what do you got for us there?
I have a couple of clips on this. So the first is Jamila Carney. She's from Milwaukee, and she believes she made the best choice for her kids.
My children don't necessarily go to public school just because public schools have lost so much funding and they aren't very good these days. So as an informed parent, I think that I'm happy with the education that my children are receiving. But when I think about the children that live in my neighborhood and I think about the parents who don't necessarily have the educational level that I do or don't have access to the resources that I do, can't make an informed decision. And so I really think that the way the media has kind of skewed private school and school choice has really done a disservice to our public schools. And when we don't have access to those choice dollars, then we're left to send our kids to public schools that are underfunded.
So vouchers is a huge topic in this state. We've had choice for many years now, but you spoke to someone else about vouchers.
Yeah, people feel different ways on this issue. So here's Estelle Walter. She's from Oak Creek, and she thinks that vouchers don't serve students well.
The single most important issue would be serving our inner city children and providing adequate education for all that doesn't require vouchers and supports public education, which is what I was raised on and I believe was working fine in Wisconsin before the voucher program started.
So the interesting thing to me is this is sort of a chicken and an egg thing that the first person that we heard from, Jamila wants to send her kids to public school, but public school money is going to vouchers and choice. And so she feels like she's got to send her kids to the best school. She can't wait around for the public school to get better.
I mean, we've certainly talked to people with a wide variety of issues on all a wide variety of opinions on all the issues related to education. And everyone we talk to, you know, has the interest of their kids at heart.
That is the first thing. Mm-hmm. That is our first and foremost thing. So debt is weighing on people's minds. This is beyond a public school. Now we're talking about college. What are Wisconsinites saying there?
Yeah, higher education. This is Jordan Smith from Superior, and she has felt stretched really thin by the cost of college, and which is something we actually hear from a lot of young people in the state.
I'm a student. I'm a student who just looked at my financial aid and I'm like, I'm short. That's terrifying to think about. I mean, I'm lucky. Like, I may be in debt for the rest of my life, but I'm still lucky that I even get this opportunity to go to school.
Okay, so we've got another perspective on debt. This is Alexandra Batts. What does she have to say?
Yeah, Alexandra kind of echoed what Jordan said. She actually, college ended up being too expensive for Alexandra. So here's what she had to say.
I mean, I'm glad for the education that I received, but at the same time, I'm still not done yet. I have a partially finished degree, and it sucks. Like I'm a financial college dropout. I dropped out of college because I couldn't afford it anymore, and it really makes me upset that, again, this is Wisconsin. We used to be known for education, you know, number one in this, that, and the other. Now it's like only those who have money can afford better education.
Only those who have money can afford an education. Have you heard that as you're talking to people?
I have heard that a few times, yeah.
So we are talking about Beyond the Ballot and taking your calls here. What do you think about education? What are your views? Do you think that college should be free, as Alexandra said, or at least really, really cheap so that people don't have to drop out because they're in debt or they're looking at their financial aid and realizing it's not enough? Call us, 800-642-1234. You can also visit WPR.org or ideas at WPR.org, or you can email us at ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. I'm going to say again, we are taking your calls to talk about your first day of school stories or a story about going back to school that perhaps happened in the middle of your school career, but there is one that is memorable. 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org or WPR Mornings. So you're still doing this Beyond the Ballot thing. How long are you going to be doing this, Bridget?
We'll be doing the project at least through the election in November and then maybe a little bit after, just depending on what happens.
And you're taking stuff, you're taking answers people are giving you, and then you're driving down on some of those.
We are. So we're using the project to inform our election coverage. So that means we are listening to what people have to say, what issues are important to them, and then if we are able to identify trends, we will be producing stories about those issues.
And what are some of the stories you produced already identifying trends?
Yeah, so a while back, I did a feature story about water issues, mm-hmm. which is really on the minds of a lot of voters this season, and I believe we played it on the show.
Yes, we did.
We've also done stories about rural population decline. We're working on some now about healthcare issues, transportation. That should be coming up soon.
Okay, good. Because a lot of roads are being washed out right now as rains sort of cover
this
state. Yes.
So, yeah, all of the hot button issues, plus some that we are just learning about from people as we listen to what they have to say.
Very cool. So how many people have you talked to thus far?
We have talked to 368 people.
And you're going for?
500.
Okay. They're getting close to their goal. So if people want to share their thoughts on education or anything else, where do they go?
So we have a website, which is WPR.org/ballot. You can fill out a form there answering our questions. I'm also going to be at the Wisconsin Public Television Quilt Expo taking stories this weekend.
Yay! Go to the Quilt Expo. There's two reasons now to go to the Quilt Expo. Bridget Bowden is Special Projects Reporter at Wisconsin Public Radio, and she is the project manager of Beyond the Ballot. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
We are going to look at education in the state in terms of how administrators and teachers think in a moment. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.